Good morning, good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. It's another day. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single second, every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Continually give Him that sacrifice. I love that that is the quote-unquote sacrifice we have to give, considering what the people before us, before Christ Jesus came, what they had to do, the altar, the they had to do unbelievable things, but not us. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous. Thank God for that. You are going to heaven. There's nothing that you can do that can change that. However, you can choose to walk in the Spirit. We have the Spirit, we have the carnal mind, the spiritual, the new spiritual nature. You can choose. That's what's so wonderful. God gives us a choice. You have that choice. And a lot of people didn't. You could lose that spiritual connection, but not us, not now. Just be thankful, man. So today I was reading, which is not always easy to do. Today I was reading Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Now, Solomon had everything, and when God blessed Solomon with all things, wisdom, knowledge, peace, the fiscal prosperity, I mean, everything you could have in life, that's what Solomon was given. He also was given great judgment, which is fantastic. But I wanted to go through this. I love what he thought on, because I think he knew like 3,000 or 4,000 proverbs. I mean, the man was given everything in life. Everything that a man can have in life, he was given. And these are the things he thought on. And he obviously did not like what was going on. If you read about it, I mean, it's just incredible. If you go to chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I said in mine heart, go to now. I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this is all vanity, or that which soon vanishes. Mirth is social merriment. So he decided he was going to go out and start to party. He's going to go out and start to party and see what happened. Verse 2, I said of laughter, it is mad. And of mirth, or that social merriment, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see that what is good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. So he went out and he partied, yet he kept his wisdom, he kept his mind, but he still went out and enjoyed. Verse 4, I made me great works. I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds. I made me pools of water to water therewith, and the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in mine house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me singers and woman singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and all and that of all sorts. So that I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also wisdom remained within me. He went out and he conquered everything. He got everything his heart's desire could want. He planted gardens. He planted trees for us. There would be big houses, Ferraris, boats, Bugattis, anything that you want. Diamonds, treasures, anything that you want. He had in life to where he increased more than anyone before him. Verse 10, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. My heart rejoiced in all my labor, all my toil, and this was my share or my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works and the possessions that my hands had wrought or had labored to do, and on all the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity, or that which soon vanishes, and vexation of spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. If you're out there trying to conquer the world, just recognize once you have it, you're going to be sitting there recognizing there is no profit in it. The only profit is the profit that you have from God. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that sticks, that stands. Everything else disappears. And I'll show you why right here. Verse 17, therefore I hated life, because the work that I wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I have taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto a man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I had showed myself wise under the sun? This also is vanity. You can have everything, but recognize you're going to give it to somebody who might not have or have earned it. They might not be wise under God's eyes. They might completely be a fool. They might lose it all, but you have no hope in that. There's nothing you can take when you die. As you go in, there is the same way you're going out. Therefore, if you jump down to verse 10, verse 24, there is nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good in all his labor. This I saw, that it was from the hand of God. That's why I talk about enjoying what you eat, enjoying what you drink, making yourself enjoy the good of your labor, the things that you work for, because that's what God says to do. All of this life is but for a moment. It vanishes. And if you sit around that, especially for you younger folk, as you get older, this time is flying. It flies by. Enjoy every single moment you have today. Recognize what's from God. Recognize what's not from God. What's driving you in your life. Stick to the things that are important. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. And you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family today. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the release and the weight lifted off my shoulders concerning the upholstery and everything it needs to do. I'm very thankful for that. I thank you again for your son and what he did for us, that we can live this life. I thank you for what you've given us in this life. And I just so very look forward to each and every moment that we have. Again, I thank you for my family and for the people that you put in my life. And I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you protect them, put a hedge of protection around them, and to show them your love, Father. And I thank you that we can go to you in all situations. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.